This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just disappointing. You know, as a parent, you're a parent now. You're going to be saying that a lot to LJ. You're not mad. You're just disappointed. And that's how I felt yesterday watching that game. Just disappointed. And we got to take a step back here because I know the initial reaction from a lot of people, and I want to hear from the people today. You can call or text the same number, 888-957-9570. And shout out to all of you who are watching us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance from the dealer. You can be mad. You can be angry. You can be all of those things today. You absolutely can. Fact of the matter is they are 14-2 now in the Jimmy Butler era when Jimmy Butler plays as a Golden State Warrior. So I don't want to get too off the wagon here. But that being said, given the circumstances, given where this team is at, where they want to be, might have been the most disappointing loss of the year so far.
Yeah, and I'm looking squarely in the eyes of Steph Curry and the rest of the squad.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Joe, they completely squandered a great opportunity to actually gain some ground here. We yesterday talked about fate and, you know, luck and all that crud. When the door opens for opportunity, you better run through it. And they had an opportunity after the T-Wolves lose to give themselves a little bit of breathing room. Now, look, the sky's not falling. It's not the end of the season. 12 missed free throws and out-rebounded 50-38.
Can't do that.
To me, that was the game. Just watch the game. And now in back-to-back games, Carl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, and now in this last game, whoever that dude was with the mustache and the goatee and and Aaron Gordon dominated them in the paint.
Hunter Tyson, you had Vlatko Chanchar getting some boards
dominated
there late.
Dominated them in the paint.
Yeah.
There was a sequence where Curry had either a 3-on-2 or a 3-on-1. I have to go back and watch. And he just threw it out of bounds to Jonathan Kuminga. He had Kuminga running on the left-hand side. He just threw it right out of bounds. Draymond, horrible turnover. Now, Dre had moments in this game. Horrible turnover late. Horrible shot selection from this team late. Hated that Moses Moody didn't get checked back into this game earlier. I thought Moses Moody was playing inspired basketball. Kuminga, not great in the first half, was really good in the second half. Went to Kevon Looney. Kevon can't guard Aaron Gordon. He just can't. I love Kevon Looney.
I don't know if anyone on the Warriors can,
Again, another big, just absolutely, and he's not even that big. Aaron Gordon's just rugged. Throw Quentin Post. I know he got torched early in the game. Go back to Quentin Post. Like, you needed to stretch the floor offensively and get a legitimate seven-footer out there. Bigs are their kryptonite. That's why you don't want to see that team. And I know Jokic wasn't there, so they're going to play different. I understand all that. But when Russell Westbrook is hitting threes late in the game, your head's ready to explode. And I just thought that even though GP2 hit a couple of corner threes in this game and had his moments, I wanted to see Moody out there. And I thought that they waited way too long to put Moody back in the game. It's not the end of the world. I'm not ready to crush Steve Kerr, but there were subtle adjustments, tactician-wise, that I thought they dropped the ball on this one. And any time they tried to make a run, credit the Nuggets, they hit huge shots in their face.
That's the kind of loss that gives you pause about this team potentially going on a deep run. Not saying they can't, but that's the kind of performance that you put on display yesterday against the Denver Nuggets team, by the way, that lost to the Washington Wizards over the weekend, one of the worst teams in the NBA, coming to Golden State now on this road trip for them, didn't have their two best players, and what did they do? They got up early, and they never looked back.
I know.
And that's the mark of a championship team for me. I know we were making fun of Michael Malone. That was a hell of a performance from the coaching staff and from all the role players on that team yesterday.
All those guys hit shots.
All of them made plays. I know you were mentioning Russell Westbrook. The shot really wasn't there until it needed to be late. Hell, even the air ball he had late, Aaron Gordon catches it, gets a layup, and that basically put the game on ice.
And he had, I think, a season high in assists.
16 assists. Well, 16, and Russ has been doing that his whole career. So, like, he is a Hall of Famer. He's a top 75 player. He's an MVP. He's incredible. But the fact that he couldn't hit anything and he's hitting those shots late, it hurts even more. And when your guy, Stephen Curry, is, I think Guru, he texted me yesterday, he's looking like a Harlem Globetrotter out there with some of the moves he's trying to do. It's kind of what he looked like.
Well, they were hunting him.
It was not his greatest performance.
No,
it just
they were
wasn't.
Hunting him like crazy. There were some horrible turnovers. Like, to me, not all turnovers are created equal. You know, like there are some turnovers.
Situationals, yes.
That are just, they're just awful. They
get a
stop.
Steph, by the way, seven turnovers for Steph.
They get a stop. And Draymond, I don't even know what he's doing. He's trying to do a full court pass. Like, dude, this is a 7-point game. You know, there's a sequence where Steph Curry like does an underhand wannabe Pistol Pete, you know, full outlet that gets completely picked off. And I'm like, guys, this is not the time for the Harlem Globetrotter crap. And then simultaneously, Jonathan Kuminga gets one of the worst whistles in the planet. Jonathan Kuminga got fouled on so many different drive attempts to the lane and can't get a call. Honestly, it drives me crazy. And I know that people are going to lose their minds the first half. It wasn't good for the entire team. It wasn't just Jonathan Kuminga. But I thought he played inspired basketball in the second half. And he had some unbelievable help defensive situations. Swatting balls, double teaming, got a huge strip late in this game. And they had opportunities to climb back into this game. And to me, their half-court execution was atrocious.
Most frustrating aspect of last night is what? 888-957-9570. You could pick
a
lot.
There was a sequence in the second quarter. Looney missed free throws. Butler missed free throws. Kuminga missed free throws. Everyone, it was a master class in free throw missing.
We call that a disaster class these days. That's what it is. The disaster class of losing on how not to win. And you got to wonder, Joe Shasky. And again, I don't want to say this like it's actuality, but, you know, we're human. You get the notification, you're up. This is a big game. This is one of the best teams in the West, the Denver Nuggets. You look at the Western Conference right now, they're the 3 seed. They're really good. They got Nikola Jokic, multi-time MVP. Michael Malone, they've won a title. Jamal Murray. You get the notification if you're a fan, if you're a Golden State Warriors player. No Jokic, no Murray.
Yeah, they took their foot off the pedal.
That is what I'm getting at. Do you think they saw that and thought that, wow, well, this game just lost some juice, so I don't know if I'm going to be as up for it as I normally would have. That can't be an excuse.
No, it can't, but I thought credit Denver. Early in the game, they went right at Quentin Post. They went right at Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And they basically, you know, put the fear of God into Steve Curry.
And that's Michael Malone putting his fingerprint on the game early. He's like, go at these guys.
But they didn't go back to him. And yeah. I think that they needed to go back to Quentin Post for two reasons. Number one, you got to get this guy baptized and ready to go for the playoffs. That's number one. Because you can't become a guy who's not useful. You got to go back to the Rook and give him a chance. He didn't go back to him. I get why. He's got Kevon Looney in his back pocket. I understand his point of view. I would have went back to him because the spacing on offense was congested. When you play Draymond, Looney, and GP2 out there simultaneously, even if GP2 is hitting a couple shots, you saw how many times did GP2 get the ball in the corner, dribble, look down, look around. No one's closing out on him. Now, he hit a couple of threes, and I'm glad that he did.
8 of 10 overall. GP2 did his part.
No, he looked good. But I'm saying late in that game,
he was hesitant.
He passed up a couple.
He did.
And I thought that Moses Moody is the guy that you need to play in that particular situation because I thought Moses Moody was also giving me the hustle effort. There was a play. Jimmy Butler dove on the ground and was wrestling for the ball. Then here comes Moody. He dives on the ground. Moody wants it. And I get frustrated because I feel at times he gets overlooked. And I thought that yesterday was a game I wanted to see him get back into it a little early.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Shout out them. I'm sure they were crushing it in Sunnyvale and San Francisco yesterday. St. Patty's Day. Hope you all had a lovely and safe St. Patrick's Day. It would have been a lot more fun had the Golden State Warriors done their part, but they didn't. 114-105 loss to the Denver Nuggets. And that it feels psychological at this point. Like nine straight.
Yes.
Nine straight losses to this team. Six consecutive games you've lost to Denver at home now. And now you're 0-2 in the season series. The third and final one's coming up on April 4th. Shout out my brother Rob. That's his birthday. At Chase Center. And that marks the fourth consecutive season the Warriors have lost the season series of the Denver Nuggets. Four consecutive seasons. You just can't get over the hump against this team.
It feels like every time yesterday, whether it was the first half, but specifically the fourth quarter, the Warriors would go on a run. An immediate three-ball answer from the Nuggets. They did a great job answering and kind of basically calming the waters. And look, the sky's not falling.
No.
They're still in a good spot. It's just a squandered opportunity that kind of was driving me crazy. And I go to my top dog in Steph Curry, and I'm like, that was a game, Steph, where I needed you to defer a little to Jimmy. Yeah. I wanted to see you defer and just play within the fabric of the game. Look, he's an all-time great. You know, me even trying to critique his game sounds foolish. I'm not saying he's not the best. All those things are true. Yesterday, he didn't have it. And I thought yesterday, I'm looking at him, and I thought he really let this team down.
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
It's one game.
Let's call it what it is. He looked old yesterday.
That happens.
He's 37 years old.
He made bad decisions.
He did. It just wasn't again, that goes to fatigue. When you start getting fatigued, you're a coach, you start making lazy passes, lazy decisions. And that's what it looked like yesterday.
I watched him I think he had a blue sweatsuit on the bench yesterday. I thought they missed Pajemski. They missed Pajemski's hustle and energy because that was a team that was out hustling you and just way more rugged in the paint than you yesterday. And I thought they missed his calming presence as a secondary playmaker or primary playmaker in the half court.
So they're saying that he's going to probably make his return tonight, and they need him against the Milwaukee
Bucks.
They
desperately need
obviously
him.
The team he grew up in the state of Wisconsin, of course, Brandon Pajemski. So they desperately need him back. His energy, his hustle effort, absolutely. His rebounding effort, as yesterday you saw the total rebounds and just the offensive glass in general, just dominated
there
by
were like
the Denver
four
Nuggets.
Four guys
19,
hanging off.
19 offensive rebounds.
There
yesterday.
Were four or five guys hanging off Aaron Gordon, and he still gets reverse layups, going up with other hands.
There was a sequence there late in the fourth quarter where he literally got an offensive board, and it was like a triangle around him of Gary Payton, I think it was Moses Moody, and Kevon Looney. No one could do anything.
No.
He just jumped over all of them.
And his ability to guard 3, 4, and 5 makes him a very unique player.
Very unique. 38 points. God.
Similar to OG Anunoby, like he's a bigger body. He's going to try to bang. He's a really good. He's the type of player that destroys them. He's not this guy, but like go back in time. Tristan Thompson. If I say that name, you're like, ah, you start to, old Warrior fans do the same and they cringe. Those guys, those glass eaters,
yeah.
They're not that great against other teams, but for whatever reason against us, they destroy us. Aaron Gordon dominated us yesterday and they didn't have an answer. They had Guy Santos on them. And after one or two possessions in the fourth quarter, I was like, all right, I like Guy as a ninth man. Check him out. Just try Quentin Post on him. I need a legit 7-footer to alter shots.
Absolutely. By the way, I love these little, because we get these little notes, Sam prints them out for
us. Yeah, give them to me.
Golden State fell to 0-5 on the season when committing 20-plus turnovers. Well, yeah, you're probably not going to you're not going to win many games when you turn the ball over 20-plus times. Oh, by the way, the team you're going up against also had 20 turnovers in the Denver Nuggets. But you know what? I'll say this for Denver. The hustle opportunities that I just saw, the second chance opportunities, yeah, they have size with Aaron Gordon, but it was their activity
yes.
and the energy level that I felt from them from start to finish that I didn't see from Golden State, a team that, maybe I will say this, that felt like they were resting on their laurels a little bit yesterday. That, hey, we're 14-1, or we're 13-1 heading in this game, 14-1, I guess. 14-1 heading in this game when Jimmy Butler plays. We know who we are. Yeah, we haven't played the greatest teams, but you know what? We're flexing on teams. We're stunting on them. We got Draymond doing the night-night. We're feeling good about ourselves. The Nuggets haven't looked good. They barely beat the Lakers C squad. They lost to the Washington Wizards. We should handle this team at home, right? No Jokic, no Murray. And they looked like they went into that game thinking that they were going to get the win, and you can't do that in the NBA.
Well, I think
you can't do that.
They also thought they would be able to string together, X amount of stops and go on a little run late, and they just kept getting in their own way. I think it was Kevon Looney with an offensive foul on an illegal screen, and Curry hits a circus shot. That was like the only shot, really, that you felt like he was going to hit in that fourth quarter late.
15 minutes, I should say, from Kevon off the bench. He did hit a couple shots, 6 points, 7 boards for Kevon, 4 offensive rebounds. But again, the size, it was on full display
it's
yesterday.
It's not even his fault. I want to make this clear. I'm not crushing Kevon. That is the kind of player they really struggle against.
Well, that's, again, like we were talking about when it was the Anthony Davises of the world now, but you're going to be seeing the size of the West. Like, that is going to be a team you're going to be playing potentially in the first round. And if I watched that game yesterday, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, I have a little slight pause today waking up when I'm like, man, we were feeling so good yesterday. We were gassing up this entire team. They've only had one loss when Jimmy Butler plays as a Warrior. Like, the sky's the limit. And then I felt like yesterday might have been a slight reality check. Man, maybe that's too strong. And if you disagree, 888-957-9570. But you had everything working in your favor yesterday. And for you to lay an egg like that, it's borderline unacceptable.
So for me, look, I get where you're coming. Crummy,
Vlatko Chanchar can't be a better player than on my bench.
No,
like,
no
who?
Doubt. But to me, this was one of those games I needed Jimmy to maybe become the focal point down the stretch and not Steph. And I actually think at the end of the day, and maybe I'm getting too deep into this, it might not be the worst loss if it forces, hey, Steph don't got it tonight. Let's run things through Jimmy late in the game, because I thought that that's what they needed to do. Like, I'm being real. Steph was driving me crazy. It's okay. He's an all-time legend. We love him. But not every night is your night.
No, it's a good point. I didn't mean to cut you off there because you're right. I wonder if Jimmy's the one that's being more hesitant on that. He's new to all this. He doesn't want to he doesn't want to overstep. He doesn't want to he knows it's Steph's team. He said that when he came here. He's like, pass the ball to Steph, get out of the way. But Jimmy, I'm actually going to need Steph to pass you the ball and maybe everyone else get out of the way.
100%.
Like, there needs to be some give and take there, especially because not that was a playoff type of game, but that is kind of the game you're going to see. Like, when it comes to the points and late in the game, like, when we just need a bucket and we need to slow things down, like I need the ball in Jimmy's hands.
I just thought the guys,
Steph didn't have it.
I thought the guys played better without Steph on the floor. And that doesn't happen often.
Well, no, okay,
this is a very unique thing. We've said that a couple times
in the last couple weeks.
I just thought that the rest of the team was playing better without him on the floor. That doesn't mean that I don't want him for you. He checks back in. But I need him to also understand, like, it doesn't have to be the Steph show when we're chasing down seven. Make the right high IQ basketball plays and let the game come to you. And I thought yesterday he just forced it a little.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.